Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello to my wonderful loyal listeners from around the globe and beyond, and welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I want to give a big shout out to a wonderful loyal listener named Lee Medeiros, who sent me the nicest message saying she can't imagine her weekly walks without listening to my radio show, and she said finding my work is helping her up-level her wealth and wisdom this year. So thank you, Lee, for that. And please send me your address, and I'll be happy to mail you a copy of my book, The Alchemy of True Success. So everyone, you are in for a treat today. My special guest is my dear friend, Cindy Smith, founder of Angel Empowerment Practitioner Certification Course. Cindy and I teach workshops together called Spiritual and Financial Freedom, and we host an annual event called International Angel Day, which is coming up this Saturday, and we are really, really excited about it. There's a lot of buzz going on around the event. We already have 135 people signed up for it, and on this show today, we are going to give away a ticket, a free ticket to the third caller a little later in the show. So please make sure that you're dialing in and you will receive a ticket to the event. It's held in Calgary. And also, if you have any questions for Cindy or myself during the show today, please visit Facebook and type in Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom. And you can post your questions on there, any questions you have for Cindy if you can't get through on the phone lines, and we'll be happy to answer them. And you can go there right now. Go to Facebook, Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom, because the show is happening and the radio party is going on right now. Now, for many of you who have been listening to my radio show for a while, you know I'm eclectic in terms of my guests and subject matter. And there is also a common thread amongst all of my shows, and that is basically how to make money doing what you love. I firmly believe that is one of the keys to living a joy-filled life, is doing work that you love and living abundantly along the way. And if you've been listening carefully to my show, you will hear myself and my guests talk about living on purpose rather than by default, and utilizing all of the resources available to you. In fact, angels and spirit guides are a resource available to you, and you can accomplish a lot by calling on your angelic team. Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, which is a phenomenal book, by the way. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend you do. I've read it a dozen times. It's about the only book other than my own book that I've read a dozen times. And in that book, he referred to angelic guidance as unseen forces or invisible forces that are real and can help you accomplish anything you desire. Now, I know there are some folks out there who think this is all too woo-woo, and they sit in judgment of working with angels or spirit guides, and that's fine. You know, not everyone has to believe in angels, and not everyone is ready to live an abundant life of ease and grace, because that is what your angelic team can help you do. They can help you live abundantly and live a life with ease and grace. And frankly, the last 20 years of my life as an entrepreneur, joining the ranks of the top 1% income earners in the United States and building a multi-million dollar real estate portfolio, I attribute 80% of my success to following the guidance received from my angels. And there I said it. So the reality is, it is a tremendous force that is available to you. The fantastic thing about working with your team like this is that you don't have to put them on payroll. They don't take sick days. They are at your beck and call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are one of your most profound resources available to you to help you do anything you want in life. And I firmly believe that real men love angels and they love working with their angelic team. So there, I've said it. I've got this whole thing out about men and working with angels and left linear brain thinkers working with angels that, hey, just get over yourself and get over the judgment that it's too woo-woo and step into working with this incredible resource for you. And today I have someone who is divinely connected with her angels, my dear friend Cindy Smith. She's back on Soul to Profit Radio, and she's going to talk with us about how she connects with her team, how she works with her team, and how they've changed her life. So, Cindy, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Jaden. It's awesome to be back. Thank you. Where do I start? I basically, working with the angelic realm, I call them my team. I was guided to refer to them as my team because I have my four guardian angels that are with me all the time, 24/7, never leave. And then I have certain archangels that are with me permanently, and I also have archangels that come and go. So I refer to my angelic team. It just depends on what vibration I have with me at that moment in time. So how do I do this? I ask. That is the number one. People say, well, you make it so easy, Cindy. How do you do this? And really, it just is asking. Of course, I've had a little practice on the communication, and it starts, though, with asking and then learning on how they do come through with messages. And as Jaden, as you and I both know, there's some of us have real strengths on whether it's a feeling, whether it's pure knowing, whether you get thoughts or audio, or whether you see pictures. Now, over time, I've developed all four senses. But to start with, I was what I call a gut feeler, and I would hear. What are your strong senses, Jaden?
Well, I think mine is claircognizance. I have a really clear knowing. It's like I describe it as a thought that just drops in, and to me, that is from the angelic realm.
Okay. And here's... I guess to explain to your listeners is when you always have this open connection, I never shut off from my team for me. I do shut off from them for other people. So when I'm working, I'm on for others, but for myself, Cindy Smith, I'm always on. And they do amazing things I'm in awe all the time. Can I share a story?
Please, yes.
Okay. So here's an example. My belief system is there's no coincidence, okay? And as, Jade and I are talking about International Angel Day, and we're really excited about this event. There was a few weeks ago I had to go in and make a deposit at the bank for my cousin. And when I got to the bank teller, I had the account number on my BlackBerry, and I handed it to the teller. And she punched it, and she said, well, this isn't the right account number. So I said, well, that's weird because I've used this before. And I said, well, just give me a minute. I'm going to phone my cousin, Jennifer. So I get Jennifer on the line and she has to pull over and pull over to be able to pull her bank card and all that stuff up. So at this point, it gives us a couple minutes and there's nobody behind us. So the teller says, it's okay, Cindy. Well, let's just both relax. And she noticed something that I was wearing. It was my St. Bridget's cross from Ireland. And so she started asking me questions. And then, of course, we started to explore what I do. And, of course, I said, you know, I think it would, I should give you some information about an event coming up because you really sound interested in working with the angelic realm. And so she said, sure. And, of course, she was really excited. We exchanged some information. I gave her my business card. We got the number, the account number. And then when I went back into my car, I looked at what I wrote down, and I looked at the number that was on my BlackBerry, and it was exactly the same. So I knew right then that my angel team guided that all to happen. So she obviously entered it in for the, you know, she entered in the wrong number, but they wanted her connection. They wanted her to understand what this was about. It was, everything happens divinely planned in my world is how I feel. And we were meant to talk. She was somebody that wanted to learn about angels, and to me, that's how my team works. They line things up with no coincidence. Make sense?
It does, yeah, because... Go ahead.
And I think she's going to be at International Angel Day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I like that. They line things up. So let's go back, you know, let's say someone... listening to our show might be new to working with their angelic team or their spirit guides. And the first thing you said was you ask. So will you break it down? I mean, what kind of process is it in terms of the asking? I call it opening the door, you know, inviting them in to a situation in my life that I need assistance with. So will you share with our listeners how you ask for guidance and how they can?
So we all have free will. And the understanding is this, your angel team, your guardian angels or the archangels or divine energy is unable to assist you without you asking. So that is the key, because some people say, well, if we ask, can we always have some certain thing happen? But basically, we have this free will that kicks in. So first off, know that the most important thing is ask. Now, all I do, like, it's very simple. I say, like, I'll, you know, I treat them as if my friends that are with me all the time. So I'll say, okay, team, I really need assistance with this. I'm really open to receive information about this. Team, can you really, as simple as things is help me with the traffic. Can we get the traffic moving a little more just so that there's a little more with ease. I do the most simplest things, but that's how I communicate. I basically say, team, please ask. You can be specific and say your guardian angels. You can ask one of the archangels for specific. That is all I do. I just ask. I have, and understand this, there's no having to get into some sort of meditation to ask. You just ask. You can say it within yourself. So you can just have a thought. If you want, you can say it out loud. My kids get such a kick out of me because sometimes I forget and, you know, they'll hear me talking to Michael. They'll say, Mom, you're talking to Michael again. But most of the time, I just think it. And that's It's that simple. Ask.
Yeah, I like that. And the way I do it is I focus on the experience that I desire to create and to manifest in my life. So I'm almost focusing on the end result. And then I invite my team in to handle the how part, you know, how that is going to unfold, whether certain doors need to be open or connections need to be made or people need to be brought in. Like, I leave that part up to them. And then I continue with, you know, holding that vision steady of what I desire to experience, and it works out really well.
You know, and that's a perfect example, Jaden. I have many clients that I work with on one-on-one sessions, and what people tend to do is they get in the way. That's what I call it. So they desire something to happen, but they figure that they have to have it all figured out. And they want to know each step before they put anything into action. And really, in working with the angelic realm and putting our what we desire out there, I call it bringing it into the now. So just as you referred, so if there's a something that I desire or would like to happen, I bring it into the now as if it already is in my existence instead of keeping it out in the future. And then this is the question that I say, and I teach this often to clients and students. I say, please present to me the next step. Mm. So if it's something that you want to bring in, you know, let's use the example of me doing the Ireland tour. Michael said that I was going to teach in Ireland, and this was several years ago. Now, I could have freaked out and went, what? I don't know anybody in Ireland. How am I going to make this happen? But what I did was I brought it into my existence that I am going to teach in Ireland, and then I just say, please present to me the next step. And I let it go. I literally let it go. I keep it in my energy as that I'm doing it. I'm already there in Ireland teaching. But all the steps get presented to me one after another. Sometimes it may take months. Sometimes it's within days. But basically it's asking, bring it in, and then really ask for the steps instead of thinking you have to have each step figured out. Because us and the physical beings, that's where we get in the way. Because
yes.
we want to control things, right? We want to have a little bit of control on how it's supposed to happen. And that's where it does, we can, and even myself, and Jaden, I'm sure you can think of instances, knowing all that we know, we still sometimes get in the way. Because we are here to get lessons and we're in the physical form. And so, you know, there are times, oh man, if I really got in the way of that one, because we know for one thing, it isn't happening with ease. There's all these obstacles that we create. So
say that one more time. I love what you just said, that we know we're getting in the way if it isn't happening with ease.
If it isn't happening with ease, we're creating the obstacles. That's where we're really creating what we think should be happening. And because really the angelic realm is all about ease. It is all about ask and it shall be done, that kind of energy. But there is divine timing that comes into play. And I do notice, and even for myself, like, let's be honest, when we want it to happen, sometimes our patience or our impatience gets in the way, and we're like, come on, really? Like, how come nothing is happening? And so clients will, they'll know that their guidance is of truth, that something's going to happen, but if it isn't happening right away, they think they're doing something wrong. And that's, so it's working through around, let's just get back into trusting that the steps will be presented. And people say to me, Cindy, I think I'm missing the signs. What if I miss the signs? Please understand this. If I've learned this so much in the last few years, if we miss a sign, your team is very repetitive. They will keep at it until you get it. So they never give up. That is definitely one thing I remember, because you'll have those aha moments when you actually do get some guidance, or you're all of a sudden in a location that you know that you were meant to be and you could have been there several times before. It's so really, they are very persistent. They're your team. They know you better than you know yourself. So they will keep guiding, no matter whether you miss one sign or it's really getting into trust and understand divine time.
That makes perfect sense. And that's a good point. And I always say, you know, for people to really pay attention to what the universe brings them three times, because, you know, someone might be looking in a certain direction, but they're missing the message that's coming from a different direction. So if something is coming multiple times to you, then pay attention to that, because there's a reason for that.
Yes, absolutely. Your team will be repetitive. And if they know, you know, for instance, one of my symbols that I love is feathers, okay? And so what they'll do is if they know there's a certain symbol that you like, then they're going to be very repetitive with it. Like I always joke, but in truth, if I picked up all the feathers that are presented to me, I'd have rooms full of them. And the reason that is because they know that that's one thing that I love, and I feel the divine connection as soon as I see a feather. So people will say, well, Cindy, you're easily connected. Why would they want to keep showing you feathers? Because I get busy just like everybody else. And
yeah.
Sometimes I need to be reminded that my team is with me. You know, I'm a parent of two teenagers and have this beautiful business that I have. So once in a while, it's a feather just appears, and wherever I'm at, whether it's in my home or outside, and it's usually, okay, stop, take a breath, feel the love, know that your team is here to assist you. So, but they're very repetitive once you do have a symbol. And, I love feathers.
Yes, that's beautiful. So we have a question on our Facebook page, and it is from our lovely friend Paige Stevenson.
Okay.
And she asks, which angel does one work with to help one to be more patient with bringing in the money? I see the money making its way to me. However, I want it here now. Is this my own greed as I'm standing in love and light as much as I can? However, I still have this previous paradigm that I thought I had shifted out of. And let me take that one, Cindy, before you start.
Yes, you do.
You know, Paige, the money is an external circumstance that comes about from your internal environment. And you said here that you said, I want it here now. When you want something, what you're saying is and acknowledging that you do not currently have it. And the way to have more of anything in life is to acknowledge that you already possess it and that you're grateful for it. So I would say to you, and we'll get into the, you know, working with the angel side, but for you, it's a matter of being grateful for the money that you already have and focusing on that, seeing that expand, because the idea of wanting contracts your energy, and you have to get into the state of an expansive energy. Money flows and expands. It's not an energy that's aligned with contraction. So hopefully that helps, Paige. And Cindy, what do you have in terms of the angel that she could work with around money?
Well, so it really, with the archangels, it can depend on what is happening for the person. But what comes to me right off the bat is Archangel Michael stepped in for that. And really what happens is, like, even when you're referring to the word want, because usually when we're wanting something, then we're in need, or we're focusing on what we don't have. And when that happens, it creates some fear, even if it's on an unconscious level. And working with fear, because, you know, Jaden, you and I both assist people with fear. When we create fear, we create blocks. And even when we're, you know, doing all that we choose and want to put out to the universe, really it's getting with Archangel Michael. Paige, I'd really suggest this, to allow to remove any fear that's connected to money as abundance. And, you know, Michael I use for fear in all levels, but it was Michael that came booming through for her around that.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you, Cindy, for that. Let's take a caller, shall we? We've got quite a few callers in the queue. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. Your phone number ends with 7446. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jaden. It's actually Lee Medeiros.
Lee, how are you?
I'm good. It's such a funny day. I love that I got through. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and thank you for your kind words about my show. I am going to send you my book, The Alchemy of True Success. So thank you. Do you have a question for Cindy and I? Or
That is awesome. Thank you. I guess I'm just looking for a general reading. It's auspicious that I'm here because yesterday was my very first day of I am embarking on sort of a 7-month nomadic journey. I've got all my stuff in storage, and I'm just open to what the universe is bringing me and aligning me with. And so I'm just curious what might be coming up in the angelic realm for me.
Wonderful, joy. Cindy. Joy, is that what you said?
Yeah, the first thing that come booming through was joy. So really trust in all that you are putting forth. So if, as you were listening earlier, so you're bringing your passion into the now, and yeah, you're in your joy, girl. So you're on the right path. Just allow yourself to continue to experience this passion and joy that you're in right now, because you're going to just create and manifest so many beautiful experiences for you. And because this is a longer journey than you think. Like your team is going to line up some amazing experiences for you.
Wow.
So really enjoy. Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Thank you.
And Lee, I have a card, an Oracle card deck called Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom, and I just pulled a card for you, and the negotiate card came up. And what this means is for you to speak your truth and to know that everything in life is negotiable, whether it's a relationship or something with your finances, but there's something that is either going on now or will be going on in the near future that you'll be able to negotiate and have your needs met.
Okay, I think that makes sense. That's wonderful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay,
enjoy,
have a great
your
day.
Journey.
Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, so let's see if we have some other questions. We do. Should we take one more question, or do you want to?
Sure. Yeah, one more question would be great.
Okay. So this question, where is it? I found it. Okay. This is from a Reiki healer, Candace, and she says, I was wondering what message the angels have for me with career and finances. They are at a standstill. I guide others, just have troubles for myself. I thank you, love and light, Candace. Interesting. So it sounds like she is working closely with others, assisting them in their career and finances, but she's having trouble on her own. What comes to you, Cindy, for that?
Balance. So She's being very divinely guided to work and assist others, and it's bringing in the balance. So we might as well talk about this, Jane, because this is part of our business. For light workers out in the around the globe, that they want to be in their passion, they want to be in their joy, they're in that moment of now of assisting others. It's really bringing it into balance. So as soon as I heard that question, what came booming through from my team was to talk about balance. Because what happens is when we give more of ourselves, and that it, how the team will explain is like the energy of giving is great and assisting others. We also have to take the moments to allow ourselves to receive on all kinds of different levels. And just really check in any of the light workers in the world that are doing what they do in love. Check in and see if there's any blocks or belief systems around receiving money, around the money as energy. Because on an unconscious level, as Jaden and I have really witnessed when we do our spiritual and financial workshop together, on an unconscious level, there's so many of us that have this belief that receiving money as energy for what we do, there's some negative to it. And so I really encourage people to get real with self and explore what belief system is working and what isn't. And that's what Jade and I get to do. We love teaching our course, don't we, Jade?
We love it. I love seeing when people have their aha moment, their faces light up. And generally, you know, like we just taught a course 2 weekends ago, and on Saturday there were so many people who made that leap, that consciousness and that understanding. And then by Sunday, they made the leap on Saturday. When they showed up Sunday, didn't they look lighter? And like,
oh my God.
It was incredible.
It is incredible. So was it Candace? The team would really acknowledge to really explore what belief system is possibly getting in the way of receiving. Because you've got beautiful energy that you're sharing with the world. And it's great that you have the understanding to do what you do and the passion. Now it's what is really getting in the way of you allowing to receive the abundance that comes through? Because really what the big guidance from the angels is this: money is love. Money is energy, but money really is love. So get real with self. Find out really what is the belief system that possibly is buried deep that is getting in your way.
Yeah, good.
Make
one.
Sense?
I like that. That makes perfect sense. So Candace, hopefully she'll understand that. And, you know, I love it when my friend Constance Arnold says it so well. She says, give from the overflow, not from what's in your cup.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great visual, too, you know, to think of a cup of water, and everyone wants to give from what's inside their cup. But give from the overflow, the part that's flowing over the edges, that's extra. You know, it's not taking away from your sustenance and from who you are and what you need. And I think that's really important. You said it well. It's boundaries. You're absolutely right.
Yes. It is boundaries.
Cindy, it is 11:30. We only have 15 minutes left. At this point, let's talk to our – it goes by so fast, doesn't it? Let's share with our audience what International Angel Day is. You know, International Angel Day started by our dear friend Doreen Virtue this is the 10th year. And it's a global event that started out of the tragedy that was experienced in New York City on 9/11 when the Twin Towers were knocked down. And what she recognized was that the following day, there was a coming together and a joining of community like there's never been before in New York City. And she said, wow, you know, this is incredible. Let's create a day that commemorates this coming together of community, and let's call it International Angel Day. And Cindy and I, when we connected, we were, and I'll let Cindy share this story, but we recognized that we wanted to help her spread the message in terms of by hosting an event, and we started 5 years ago. Boy, Cindy, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
5 years ago, we started an event in Calgary, and this is our fifth year, and this will be the best event yet. We already have over 135 people, probably more. You probably have the more accurate numbers than I do. People who are coming together this Saturday, September the 7th, to celebrate the day with us in fellowship and in community, joining together to embrace their connection with their angelic team, to go deeper within themselves. And Cindy does a couple meditations during the day, and we've got a really amazing one coming up on Saturday, a brand new one that she's never done before, to assist people in this divine connection. So we're excited. And Cindy, what do you want to add to that?
So I just wanted to share with our listeners, you know, very quickly, a little bit about Jaden and I and how this all came together. Because what happened was both Jaden and I met at the Angel Therapy Practitioner course with Doreen in Hawaii. And this was back in March of 2008. And, you know, long story short, we did our very first card reading together, you know, 330 people in the room. He, at that time, lived in Florida, and I lived in Powell River in the West Coast. However, what happened is we never stayed in contact, but close to a year later, so here we are again across the continent, we both end up at an I Could Do It conference in Las Vegas, and there we are walking in Friday morning, the first workshop, and we're in the actual same room again. This is what we call divinely guided. So I just looked at, Jane said I was kind of a little pushy, but I said, okay, we're having lunch, because if we're connected again, the team has us lined up for something. And right there that day, we went for lunch, and I said, you know, I'm going to hold the first International Angel Day in Calgary in September. Would you like to come and host it with me? And, of course, Jaden jumped on board. He'd never even been to Canada yet. And that's how it started, because if you, you know, really when things like that happen, we know that it's divinely guided. We were meant to teach together. Both our teams had a bigger picture in store for us. And now here we are at our fifth international. And I do have to share one more thing, Jaden, because, you know, this is important. Because if the angels hadn't guided us to connect, it might have happened, but it probably would have taken a little bit longer. But Jaden's beautiful wife, Stacy, is an angel empowerment practitioner, and when he came up to do International Angel Day, that's where he met Stacy. And so on the big picture, woohoo, wasn't that awesome?
Yes.
Jaden and I had to pay attention. So listeners, understand this. There was no coincidence. It might have taken close to a year for us to reconnect again, but when you think of it globally, I'm in one end of the continent, he's on the other. And they did get us back together in Vegas. So we took that as a very, really direct sign, and now we host International Angel Day here in Calgary, and we absolutely love doing this event. And this year is even more special for both Jaden and I, because Calgary and the, you know, Canmore and High River and all the areas that have been affected by the floods in June here in Canada, so many people have experienced some really diversity and some really having to work through the loss that they've experienced. But what Jaden and I also got to be witness to, as so many people were around the world, was all the people coming together. The volunteers were endless of helping people with the homes that were, you know, destroyed in the basements and offering homes to stay at. And it was such a beautiful energy to get to witness with the community of spirit. And so this year, for us in Calgary, International Angel Day is even more important, just to be able to celebrate that community spirit that we've all been able to be a part of.
Yeah, good
so
point,
I'm excited,
Cindy.
Jane.
Oh, I know. I am. Everyone is. There's so much buzz around this event. And let's give away a ticket, because we have a caller. We've got a third caller who's been holding on, and their number ends in 8084. Caller, you're on the air, and congratulations. You win a ticket to International Angel Day. Who is this?
And let's give away a ticket, because we have a caller.
Oh, your radio. Can you turn your radio down a bit?
Caller, you're on
I'm hearing myself.
You are hearing yourself.
Oh, you're not going to believe it. It's Paige.
Hey.
And you know what?
Congratulations. Do you need another ticket?
Well, you know what? If there's somebody that else could use it, because I've already got two, because you know I'm going to be there, I really would like it if somebody else could benefit. I mean, yeah, I would love it, but I think somebody else can take it if they want it. I'm not opposed to that at all.
Well,
so we could put out for someone to call. But thank you, Paige. That's awesome for you to
Paige,
give.
Paige, that's very generous, and that's exactly how you align. See, that energy is aligned with an abundant thinking.
Yay! I've got part of it.
You've got it. You've so got this.
Perfect. All right. So if anyone else is in the Calgary area desiring tickets, Paige is going to generously donate hers back to someone else who would like that. Thank you, Paige. Do you have another quick question?
No, I absolutely loved what you two said earlier, and I'm taking that in and making it part of my newness.
Wonderful. Thanks, Paige. All right. Well, how wonderful is that of Paige to donate her tickets? Now, that is an abundant mindset right there.
Yes. Open to receive and also open to give.
Mm-hmm. It completes that beautiful circle. Yes. Wonderful. Well, Cindy, do you have maybe a quick tip or something that you can leave our audience with in terms of how they can continue to work with their angels and develop that connection on a little deeper level?
So what, you know, before we even got connected on the phone this morning, I just asked the team, was there one clear message that they wanted to give to the listeners? And this ties into the exact question. It is vibration. So I'm just going to quickly talk a little bit about vibrational energy. We are all vibration, and the angelic realm is also vibration. The difference is they have no physical form, and the angels have no ego. They're strictly love and light. We are in a physical form, so our vibration holds differently than the angels. It does make it easier for our connection, depending on our own vibration. And I just did a channel the message that went out in my newsletter yesterday, and we will definitely be talking in depth at International Angel Day about this. Really, if you can allow to work with your vibration, your energy, to keep your vibration what I call is up or in a higher level, it does make it easier for your connection. And there's certain, you know, specific things that the angels talk about. And number one is our thoughts. Our thoughts create whether we're running in a higher vibration or whether we drop our vibration into a little bit of lower. When it is negative thoughts, it does drop our energy somewhat. When we are thinking positive thoughts, it increases our energy. So allow yourself to really start to pay attention to the thoughts you have, because that really works with adjusting your vibration. And Jaden, you know, he's the you know, one of the things that I love about Jaden is I've learned so much from him. And he really has learned and trusted in his guides to work with his physical, to allow his vibration to be clean and clear, to also receive, because it's the nutrients that come through.
Yes, thank you for that.
The nutrients that we put in our body. So that's another way to really watch in what you eat for vibration. So think how you're treating your physical. Think of your thoughts and also the energy that you have around you. Yes, if we, you know, are at work and there's many negative people around us, we can protect our vibration and keep our vibration higher. And there is many tools. But I'm sure we're probably... How much more time do we have, Jaden?
None.
I could go
Thank
on and
Cindy.
On about this.
I know you can. And we love listening to you. And I too, learn so much from you. And I'm blessed to be able to share space with you when we teach our courses and also an International Angel Day. I'm really looking forward to the Saturday. So please share with our listeners where they can find about your work and a little more about your courses.
So I have a website. It's Cindy Smith, AEP, so appleedwardpaul.com. Because what I do is I teach angel empowerment practitioner. And so I've developed a practitioner course to basically connect with your team. So people take it for a personal journey. People will take it to enhance their already healing business, their spiritual business. And some people are really drawn. They want to get out there and working with the angels in a business form, and the AP definitely is a great start to get you going. I also teach a two-day course, but all these courses and the different things that both Jaden and I do are on the website. So
excellent. Thank you, buddy. You are awesome. Everyone, check out Cindy Smith, cindysmithaep.com, and you can also find her on Facebook as well if you type in Cindy Smith, and also International Angel Day in Calgary. So for everyone, next week, September 11th, I'm taking a small break, and I will be back on the air the following Wednesday, September 18th, with manifesting expert Deborah Poneman. She co-authored the international best-selling book Chicken Soup for the American Idol Soul with Jack Canfield. You will absolutely love her. I promise you that. And Cindy, you are an angel. Thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing your energy with the audience. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you too, of course.
Have a
and
great
thanks
week.
To the, and
yes,
thank
our angels.
Our angel team. Yes. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank your angel team. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. Remember to fill your soul and your wallet. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.